right, everybody, listen up. Tuco Salamanca. For those of you who were not with us this morning, we raided his headquarters. Also, his last known address. Even a little den of inequity he keeps for his meth hag girlfriend. We netted a bunch of his lieutenants. But the big man himself smelled us coming. So, study the face. Study the file. Get a big old raging hard-on at the idea of catching this piece of shit. Oh, my apologies to the HR department. Grow tumescent with anticipation. All right. On the hit parade, 1998, Peter Duel Black One Dog Paulson, back when our homegrown banditos were wrestling the crank trade away from the SoCal biker gangs. Also, we're pretty sure he knifed a Mexican national in 03. And for my money, seeing how he customarily deals with rivals, I'd say he is a prime suspect in the disappearance of our dearly missed Crazy Eight. Hats over your heart for that dirtball.
We're all too pointed for questioning on that one, but as usual, we couldn't make a stick.
Yeah, he runs a tight ship, smug bastard. And even worse, El Paso says he's got some kind of cartel connection. Yeah, I know it's, we all know what's going on down there. We sure as hell don't want it going on up here. Which brings us to the good news. We finally got some actual, honest-to-God evidence. It's one of Tuco's henchmen. Street name, No Doze. Found him tucked in the junkyard along with Tuco's own brother-in-law, a.k.a. Gonzo. Gonzo, this rocket scientist, was moving No Doze's body, either hiding it there or pulling it out, we're still not sure, when he got his arm crushed clean off. anyone want to see the photos? They're on my website. Hilarious. Anyway, the upshot is we got us a nice, big, juicy, bloody fingerprint, which belongs to Señor Tuco. Christmas came early. The Schrader household. That is, provided we find this guy. To the all present, I ask you, you want to find this guy?
Yes.
How was that? Jesus. Want to try that again? Do you want to find this guy?
Yes!
Are we going to find this guy?
Yes!
Louder, damn it!
Yes! Hell yeah!
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 Ain't gonna find him. Guy's in Mexico by now. Appearances, Gomi. It's all about appearances. Listen, I gotta take some personal time.
Now, in the middle of a manhunt?
This guy we called last night, it's Walt. He's missing. Just disappeared from the house and no one's heard from him since.
Damn. You don't think he... Holler if you need me.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate that.
This is the most recent photo. We haven't taken many lately, so. But that's what he looks like now, without the hair.
Hey, it's. Hey, Tim. Really appreciate you sparing us your day off.
No worries. Happy to help. Yeah, this is helpful. Good. What about height and weight?
5'11". Most recently, about 170.
165. That's what I weigh.
I guess, he weighs a little less.
That's fine. That's close enough. Good. What about other distinguishing features? Tattoos or moles or scars? Anything that might help us?
Tattoos? No, not really. No.
That's fine. Is that the list of medications?
Yes, I wrote them all down, and there's no drug interactions, none that are listed. I called his doctor, so no.
Has he been depressed?
He's been withdrawn lately, a little withdrawn.
Yeah.
Last night he was, agitated.
Agitated?
Yeah, when he came home last night, he was, agitated, upset.
Upset in general or upset because of something particular?
When I asked him what was wrong, he said, I don't know where to begin. Then he just walked out of the room, out of the bathroom. I was in the tub, I was taking a bath, and when I came out about 10 minutes later, he was gone.
Nothing else missing?
His keys, wallet, cell phone, just what was on him. But what about the phone call?
I'm looking into it.
What phone call?
Walt's cell phone rang. He pulled it out, looked at it, and didn't answer it. But then a short time after, he wandered out of the bathroom. I mean, couldn't that be important, right?
Anything else you can think of?
Anything else? I called the credit card providers, and there's no report of any recent activity. I checked with every hospital within 50 miles, every police station, every morgue. So, no, I really don't. I don't have anything else. I was actually hoping that you had something else, being that you're the expert. I'm sorry.
No worries. I think this is good enough to start. Gives us plenty to work on. Mrs. White?
Thank you.
Walter?
Thank you.
So that cell phone call she's talking about, I ran it.
And?
Never happened. No record of it.
Second cell phone.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Like a mother too. That way you have to clean it up.
You're right, retard. I got a clean check. Now get out.
Get up. Get up.
Don't do this, Tuco.
More posters?
Walter Jr.'s Nicky Moore. Thank you, Marie. I don't think he'll hurt himself. I mean, he just doesn't strike me as the type. He'll turn up. Okay, the whole tiara thing, I just find it bewildering that...
Marie.
I didn't believe the...
Marie.
Heisenberg. Walter Hartwell White. Heisenberg is kind of a pseudonym.
You know, the business name.
Yeah. I like doing business with a family man. There's always a lot of collateral. D.A. hit my place of business this morning. About 100 cops looking for me. You two haven't been talking, right? Picked up my whole crew top to bottom. Everybody except Gonzo. It's weird, right? I mean, don't you think that that's weird?
It's weird. Yes. Unusual.
Unusual.
Last 2 days, I couldn't get Gonzo on the phone.
He's been acting all pouty on account of no dose. Explain to me. How's it my fault that that little bitch did not know his place?
I saw this coming. I can see the future, you know? It's this gift that I have deep inside my head. I knew last night people were going to come and try and bust me. Gonzo. He went and snitched to the cops! That broken son of a bitch! I trusted him like a brother! I was good to him! I was good! I said, Gonzo, I'm gonna go! I'm gonna shoot! I'm gonna stop dying for heavy back! Every time I grew, it's gonna be like a lesson for myself! You never, never trust the people that you love!
So, you plan to ice Gonzo? Like future tense?
What? You're saying, Tuco, you're saying that Gonzo is currently operating as a police informant, as far as you know. I'm very sorry to hear that. That's disappointing.
Yeah. I'd waste some too, y'all. Shut up. They're out there looking for me right now. They got ghetto birds and black ops. I need to get high. Oh, I need to get good and high. Ow! What's with this gag? It smells like head cheese.
No, it's killer. Yeah, seriously.
So, I was thinking last night. I came up with this great idea. Mexico.
Mexico.
We'll disappear way out in the jungle. We'll set you up in a super lab. We'll do nothing but cook 24/7. And no federales are gonna mess with us because I got my people there. Connections. We're gonna make
buku bucks, Heisenberg, huh?
Tuco, I have a wife and family.
So what? You'll get another one.
I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I can't just uproot my life like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, me neither.
Who's talking to you?
You need me, man. Because I cooked that skate in your hands. Yeah. I'll tell you something, yo. You never try nothing like it. Stink or no stink, one bump, you'll be flying high for days. It's a new product him and I have been working up. Careful when you hit it. It kicks like a 12 gauge when it comes on. He's got a secret ingredient.
What secret ingredient?
Chili powder.
Hey, chili powder. This blue magic. This is money. You keep cooking this, Heisenberg.
We're gonna rewrite history with this.
All right. First, clean the manure out from between your ears.
No. I need him, Tuco. I need him very, very badly. He's my partner. And if he doesn't go, I don't go.
I'll tell you this. My cousins are driving up here right now to smuggle us back down, and they're gonna be here by sunset, and you're gonna be on that truck, or you're gonna be dead! And you. You better hope they got room in the trunk.
Where are you going?
Lewis is taking me to the train station. We'll put these out.
He wants to help. Let him help. I mean, how long's it been since you slept?
Yeah, she's right, Sky. Why don't you lay down a while? For Christ's sake, you got a bun in the oven. I got my cell if you need me. Okay?
Okay. Bye, sweetie. I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Actually, I think the very fact they haven't found him yet bodes well. Well, I mean, if he, you know, somebody would have smelled something. There's got to be something, some detail that we haven't picked up on. What about the second cell phone?
Oh, Jesus.
What? We can't just ignore a potential clue, Hank.
Okay. What are you talking about?
The call you said Walt got before he disappeared. There's no record of it with the phone company. No incoming, no dropped calls, nothing.
But his phone rang. I heard it.
All right. Well, then, if that's the case, he must have a second phone.
Why? What sense would there be in that?
Yeah. All right, okay. I'm not here to argue with you.
No, Hank, you can't just bring up secret cell phone and then drop it. What does it mean?
I don't know, Sky. What do you want me to say? It means Walt has a secret. Everyone's got one from somebody, big or little.
Okay. Oh, wow. Everyone. Okay.
Oh, Skyler, come on. He kept cancer from you for weeks.
Okay, then, let's assume there's a second cell phone. So what? What, is he having an affair? Walt? Please. What about the marijuana?
He's not on pot anymore.
Says who? Him? Chemotherapy and marijuana go together like apple pie in Chevrolet. Maybe he's addicted to the pot, and he owes his drug dealer a lot of money.
Marie, you don't get hooked on pot like that.
How do you know? You didn't even know he had a second cell phone. Hank, you have to question this drug dealer person. He may know something.
Well, I'm telling you, we're grasping at straws here.
Then grasp.
Excuse me, ma'am. Hi, I'm looking for Jesse. You around?
No, I'm afraid not. Why?
I'm sorry, Hank Schrader. I'm actually hoping to talk to Jesse about my brother-in-law, Walter White. He taught your son chemistry in high school.
Oh, Mr. White. Yes, I remember him. A long time ago.
Yes, ma'am. It's my understanding that he and Jesse, they've stayed in touch.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Mr. White must have seen some potential in Jesse. He really tried to motivate him. He's one of the few teachers who cared.
Yeah, well, some way. He's a good man.
I'm so sorry to hear about his illness. Please pass along our best wishes.
Well, I certainly will as soon as he turns up. He's missing, actually. Just kind of walked off or... Anyway, which is why I'm going around trying to think if anyone knows him, even slightly.
That's terrible. Anything we can do to help?
Well, if you could put me in touch with your son. Like I said, we're kind of desperate for leads. Jesse's not answering either phone number I have for him, and no one seems to be home at his house.
And why do you think my son and Mr. White would be in touch?
I don't necessarily. I just...
Are you with the police?
No, ma'am. Not at all. I'm with the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Oh, my God. Is my son in trouble?
I have absolutely no reason to think that, no.
Do I need to get a lawyer? You know, you don't seem very forthright about this, coming here and asking questions about my son.
I swear to you, I'm not here in official capacity. I do not care what your son may or may not have done wrong. I just want to find my brother-in-law. His wife is worried sick. She's got a baby on the way.
I'm sorry. I would like to help you, but I have not seen my son in over a month. I don't expect to see him anytime soon.
Well, thanks for your time. Oh, if you could tell me one more thing. Is Jesse still driving the 89 Chevy Monte Carlo, as far as you know?
If he had spent half as much time and money on his education as he has on that ridiculous bouncing car.
Lowrider, huh? Gummy, hey. Nah, nothing yet. Hey, listen, do me a solid and check out a 89 Chevy Monte Carlo registered to a one Jesse Pinkman. Specifically, I want to know if the car's got a low jack. It's one of those jack-off lowriders, I'm betting it's got a good shot that it is. If so, can you go ahead and give me a fix on it? Thanks, buddy.
You were chauffeuring Tuco to my doorstep.
Well, at least he wants you alive.
We've got a long ride ahead of us. Oye, tío. La comida está preparada, señor.
Go and sit. You're looking a little weak, Heisenberg. I don't want you to go belly up before we get there.
Feed you. I eat first. That's the deal. What? Oh, I get it. I get it. I get it. Oh!
Yeah, greedy old bastard. Tell you how it's worth. Feed them, huh? You put them in a really nice crib in the country, and yet they gotta steal the food off your plate. You better eat every bite of that.
Deal.
o arrugas cada día más porque están viviendo angustia y enfermedad. Entonces, para todo el que obra...
Mookie, there's nothing left.
Solamente con cambiar sus pensamientos. Este rostro quiere ver cada día en el mundo. Ese es para la persona que cada día busca. Ustedes, señora Samantha, de ustedes depende su bienestar y su familia. Después repite, sanar a la mujer, sanar la mujer.
What? What do you want?
Podemos hacer cambios en la vida. Pero de todas maneras, llámenme. 831-3580. Para hacer...
No. Don't even tell me that you're hungry. Don't go there. Are you mad dogging them, deal? What, you don't like them? One day, I mean, yes. They don't like you. Why don't you like them, Theo? You don't trust them? Why don't you trust them, Theo?
Tuco, come on. There's clearly... some dementia. He's not lucid. Shh.
They do something to you, Theo. Something that you don't like. What did they do to you? What did you do to my deal?
Nothing.
Bullshit! My deal is not alive!
I don't know. I swear, I don't know. I did change the channel on his TV, but the...
Yeah, that's it. While you were cooking, you know, he was watching one of those telenovels, you know, with all those ripe honeys on it. You know, he was really into it. I told you not to change the channel, man. You know, dude needs his eye candy. That's it.
Is that it, Theo? Huh? Did they change your mamitas? What are you telling me, Theo? Huh? Are they poking me?
We tried to poison you because you're an insane, degenerate piece of filth, and you deserve to die. Let him bleed.
Hold the keys.
You go.
Oh, my God.
Cousins.
Going on.
Jesse Pinkman. Hard man to find.
God.